played it. We watched it. Does everybody in here understand how bad that was?
Yeah, I think everybody understands. Look at the score. We played at home, and they beat us by 30. You know what I mean? And they were, it was bad all around. It was bad everywhere. So, obviously very disappointing, very embarrassing.
Why does that happen?
Very consistent, why do you think, today? You didn't see this coming, obviously.
I don't know why. We'll go watch the film and evaluate, you know, what we did in the game, how we prepared for the week. But obviously, what we did wasn't good enough, wasn't right. We gave up all, I mean, everything. It wasn't, you know, inside run, outside run, wide receivers, tight ends. It was everything. So it's just a bad game all around.
I don't know if it's focus or quit or what it was, but it looked like I started to lose a little interest in the second half there.
Well, I mean, I can't speak to that. I know, I played the whole game. You know, we'll watch the film. Hopefully I don't see any of that when we watch the film.
What do you guys say to the fans who are obviously just as frustrated as you guys are that, you know, sit in the stands and watch this?
Well, I mean, you know, I guess, you know, I apologize that that's the kind of football we played today. You know, I think they deserve better. And we got to get it fixed. We got to play better on Thursday because these fans deserve to see better football.
Malcolm Jenkins said, you are what your record says you are. Your record is 4-6.
Yep.
Are you that kind of team?
We're 4-6. Today, we were not a good football team. You know, some weeks we've been good, some weeks we've been okay. Today, we're a bad football team. But it's a week-to-week season for everybody. So all that matters is getting the corrections fixed and being a better football team on Thursday when we play Detroit.
Has the team lost confidence?
I don't think the team's lost confidence. You know, I got a confidence in all these guys in this locker room. I obviously got confidence in the guys that I play with. You know, it was, you know, we didn't play well today. We'll go back and look at it and see what happened and get it fixed.
How about in the coaching? Has the team lost confidence in Chip?
No, not at all. I mean, I think, you know, everybody's looking at themselves. Nobody's pointing any fingers. And I think across the board, player, position group, everybody, you know, made some mistakes or didn't make plays that were there to be made. And this is what happens when, you know, you don't do that.
What made Doug Martin so effective?
Well, Doug Martin's been good, effective on everybody. Obviously, a little bit maybe more effective on us. But, I mean, he's a great back. He runs hard. He's small. He's very patient. He's hard to bring down. He's a cutback runner. And they kind of split us a couple times. He got out.
Is that where the team struggles on third down? I mean, was it what they were doing or what the guys were doing? Or the team struggles on third down?
Well, I mean, I'll have to go watch the tape, but obviously, you know, I think it's, you know, we got to be better on third down. You know, I don't know exactly what happened, but we'll look at the tape and see what happened. But then, you know, obviously that quarterback's wasn't a number one pick for no reason. He made some plays today, too.